WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD.
From New Jersey's most listened to station, here's your morning flash briefing from New Jersey 101.5.
In this morning with First Weather, meteorologist Dan Zarrow. This is the calm before the storm.
Yes, it is going to be an active weather day, starting off steamy and getting stormy as the day goes on. It's quite uncomfortable this morning. Temperatures mostly in the mid-70s across New Jersey. There's not even a hint of coolness in the air. And we are looking at another 90-degree day with mostly sunny skies through this morning. Now, we could see an isolated shower or thunderstorm pop up around lunchtime today, but the big line of thunderstorms will arrive around mid to late afternoon into this evening. So after 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon, we'll be watching the skies. Biggest concerns: heavy rain leading to flooding, frequent lightning, damaging wind gusts. Rain moves out by midnight tonight, and tomorrow a refreshing day with much lower humidity. Right now, Egg Harbor Township 74, Irvington 78, South River 76.
Time out of New Jersey's First News, 5:02. President Trump's embrace of Russian President Vladimir Putin and questioning of American intelligence findings of Russian election meddling capped a European tour marked by criticism at home and abroad. Trump returned to D.C. last night as Republicans joined Democrats in rejecting his decision to side with a longtime foe on foreign soil over his own government. The president's performance was assailed by many Republicans as shameful, disgraceful, and weak. ICE agents have made dozens of arrests of illegals in Middlesex County, leveling harsh criticism at county leaders for turning Middlesex into a sanctuary county. It is the latest pushback against local government policies that seek to shield illegal immigrants from arrest in New Jersey. And Patrick Lavery joins us live with more of the details this morning. Patrick?
Eric, the feds say Middlesex does not honor ICE detainers, nor do county officials bother to contact ICE prior to releasing inmates at the county jail, preventing those in immigration enforcement from making arrangements to assume custody. ICE says they rounded up 16 of those such people among 37 they arrested, ages 21 to 68, around the county in a five-day period last week. ICE detainers do not carry the same weight as legal court orders, which is one issue here. The other is that Middlesex freeholders last year went on record ordering the county sheriff's office not to assist in federal deportation matters. Eric?
All right, Patrick, thanks for the update. Dan Zarrow's commuter weather. You'll feel the humidity when you step outside today. Temperatures are already in the mid to upper 70s. A heat advisory continues for northeastern New Jersey, and a flash flood watch has been issued for most of the Garden State today. We could see rainfall of 1 to 2 inches in a very short period of time. It'll start off mostly sunny, warm, and very humid. An isolated shower or thunderstorm possible around lunchtime, and then the line of thunderstorms will arrive from mid to late afternoon. And Dan says our biggest concerns here are heavy rain that could lead to flooding, frequent cloud-to-ground lightning, and damaging wind gusts. Highs today are going to be the upper 80s to low 90s, and everything should calm down by midnight tonight. Dan will have more on that coming up in just a couple of minutes. Still ahead on New Jersey's First News, a woman down the shore impaled by a beach umbrella. We'll tell you how it happened in 2 minutes. You're listening to New Jersey's First News.
All Jersey, all the time.
This radio station's the only thing that's keeping me in New Jersey.
New Jersey 101.5. This is New Jersey's First News on New Jersey 101.5.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:07. Dan Zarrow's commuter weather. Stormy weather is on the way. It's going to start out sunny and very humid, warm today, but around lunchtime, we could see a pop-up shower or thunderstorm, but a line of heavy thunderstorms later this afternoon could bring heavy rain leading to flooding, lightning, damaging wind gusts. We should dry out after midnight tonight. Now would be a good time for you to download our free mobile app. We'll keep you updated with weather alerts sent right to your smart device as these storms approach and move through. A woman visiting the Jersey Shore from London was impaled by a beach umbrella in Seaside Heights. Police say a gust of wind grabbed the umbrella and drove it right through 67-year-old Margaret Reynolds' ankle. Fire crews had to use bolt cutters to free the woman before getting her into an ambulance. Dozens were hurt in a crash involving 5 school buses in Medford Lakes. The buses were picking kids up at a JCC camp in Medford Monday afternoon. Police say all the injuries appear to be minor. They haven't said what caused the crash. While efforts continue to legalize recreational marijuana, Governor Murphy is moving ahead with a plan to expand New Jersey's medical weed program.
The Murphy administration has announced it's seeking up to 6 new applicants to operate medicinal marijuana dispensaries in north, central, and southern parts of the state. Ken Walski of the Jersey Coalition for Medical Marijuana says this is an important step forward because
the Department of Health just approved medical marijuana for chronic pain for just about any reason you can think of.
He adds medical weed is also being used to treat all kinds of anxiety, so
there's obviously a growing demand for marijuana.
David Matthau, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Vineland police are not answering any questions about the shooting of a city man last weekend, but say the officer who killed Rashawn Washington has been placed on leave while the investigation continues. Video from witnesses show a large police presence and Washington repeatedly walking towards officers, then stepping back. It was when he appears to try and flee the scene that an officer shot him. There have been many conflicting reports. One said he might have had a bomb. In one video, you can hear an officer yell "bomb" just before the gunshots were fired. Other witnesses have said he didn't have a bomb, he had a water bottle. The sole survivor of a horrific crash in Delaware that claimed the lives of her entire family is back in New Jersey this morning, but the funerals for her husband and their four daughters are on hold until she physically recovers. Mary Rose Trinidad has had multiple surgeries. She's going to be staying in a rehab facility here. Her brother says no funerals will be held until she is well enough to attend. The driver of the pickup truck that plowed into the family's SUV has not been charged. The group Environment New Jersey Research and Policy Center helped author a national report on air pollution that found 543 days of poor air quality in six New Jersey metro areas.
The center's Doug O'Malley says they also want to push back against what they see as attempts by the Trump administration to roll back environmental protections against bad air.
We in New Jersey can do a lot, and we need the Murphy administration to double down on its commitment to expand electric vehicles.
O'Malley also wants the Murphy administration to ensure the state is not expanding fossil fuel power plants. He says air pollution in New Jersey is a triple whammy from cars and power plants, and out-of-state pollution that blows our way from Pennsylvania and Ohio. Joe Cutter, New Jersey 101.5 News.
A Monmouth County woman with a history of animal neglect is in trouble again, this time for keeping eight dogs in her filthy trailer. Police were called to 53-year-old Laura Giancini's trailer in Tuckerton after being tipped off in an email. They found the dogs malnourished and filthy. A judge barred Giancini from owning animals in 2015 after she was charged with neglect. Should a marriage end in divorce, a growing number of Jersey couples may know exactly what they're walking away with. More soon-to-be-married couples are filing prenuptial agreements, and it's not because they're accepted more these days.
Family law attorney Jennifer Milner in Princeton says a number of economic and societal factors contribute to a spike in the number of prenups. For one, many people are getting married later in life.
Now you have people who have been entrenched in their careers. They've established retirement plans. They've got houses. They have assets.
At the Rose Relationship Learning Center in Ocean, Dr. Stacy Rose says many people still see prenups as a threat, but
the more things are black and white at the beginning, I think it is easier down the road if the couple should divorce. And if they don't, then hallelujah.
Dino Flamia, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
New Jersey, 101.5 News, time 5:12. We have some stormy weather on the way for this afternoon. Everything you need to know about it with Dan, and then we'll recap our top stories next.
New Jersey 101.5 is your news, traffic, and weather first responders. Count on us for up-to-the-minute information from our award-winning news team.
I'm Eric Scott, topping our report this hour.
Count on us to get you around with fast traffic.
Bob Williams, New Jersey Traffic North.
Jill Byron, New Jersey Traffic South.
Count on us to keep you and your family safe with instant weather.
I'm meteorologist Dan Zero.
New Jersey 101.5, your first responders for news, traffic, and weather.
Time out of New Jersey's first news, 5:14, as we bring in our chief meteorologist, Dan Zero, this morning. So, Dan, stormy weather this afternoon, huh?
That's right, and it's going to be around a strong thunderstorms given the strength of the approaching cold front and the heat and humidity in our atmosphere. Let's run you through the timeline of the day. It's going to start off quiet, although really steamy. Temperatures in the 70s, that's a pretty uncomfortable morning. Mostly sunny, very warm, and very humid today. Highs in the upper 80s to lower 90s for most. It'll be a little bit cooler to the northwest and along the Jersey Shore. An isolated shower or thunderstorm will be possible around lunchtime, especially to the north and west, but our big line of thunderstorms will arrive around mid to late afternoon, after 2 or 3 p.m. The biggest concerns here leading into this evening, heavy rain leading to flooding, frequent cloud-to-ground lightning, and damaging wind gusts, all possibilities here. Rain exits the state by midnight tonight at the latest. We'll clear out and dry out overnight, lows in the 60s, and then a beautiful day tomorrow, refreshing and comfortable, mostly sunny and not humid at all. Highs will be in the lower to mid-80s. New Jersey First News time is now 5:15.
around the state, around the clock. This is New Jersey's First News.
Good morning, I'm Eric Scott. Among our top stories this morning, President Trump back in Washington facing blistering criticism for his defense of the Russian president. Immigration officials round up illegal immigrants wanted for crimes and blast Middlesex County for shielding them from arrest. In sports, Bryce Harper wins the home run derby in his home ballpark. All-star game will be played tonight in D.C. Aaron Judge will start in left field, batting sixth for the American League. Your Down the Shore forecast in New Jersey. Fast traffic next.
New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey First News time is 5:18. I'm meteorologist Dan Zara with your Get to the Beach report for the Jersey Shore. You know, thunderstorms are not going to reach the coast until probably 4 or 5 p.m. today. So you might squeeze out some beach time. It's going to be steamy, though. Temperatures in the 80s at the beaches once again today. Ocean temperatures 74 to 78 degrees. That's nice and warm. Your UV index today will be a 9. That's very high. Waves 3 to 4 feet and a moderate risk of rip currents. So if you do head to the beach today, be very careful in the water. New Jersey First News time is now 5:19.
Jersey Radio.
Love you guys. You're a riot.
New Jersey 101.5. You're listening to New Jersey's First News. A full hour of New Jersey 101.5 news from your 24-hour broadcast news team on New Jersey 101.5.
5:22 it is now on this Tuesday morning. Very humid as you step outside. Temperatures are starting out in the mid to upper 70s. We're on our way to the 90s again today, and we have the first shot really at a shower or thunderstorm around lunchtime. But the real danger is going to be later this afternoon when we could see a band of heavy thunderstorms bringing very heavy rain, winds, lightning. We'll see that stuff move out after midnight tonight, but keep your eyes on the sky and on our free mobile app today. If you download our mobile app, we will send you weather alerts right to your smartphone as these storms approach and move through. As the state's top law enforcement officer goes after Leonia for its recent law blocking non-residents from its streets during rush hour, new legislation would ensure other New Jersey towns have the right to make those same rules as long as they follow the right steps and their concerns are found to be legitimate.
Under the measure from Assemblyman Gordon Johnson, a municipality may request that the state investigate whether the use of turn-by-turn navigation systems is causing public safety concerns in the area.
These towns will have a process, a procedure they can follow if they have an issue with traffic being diverted within their boundaries.
Gordon says this way, towns aren't just closing roads. The attorney general has joined a lawsuit against the borough of Leonia, claiming their recent road closures are illegal. Dino Flamia, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
A shelter for immigrants in El Paso, Texas, says the U.S. government has begun transporting children in a tremendous amount of airline flights to be reunited with their parents in some cities. Annunciation House Director Ruben Garcia told reporters the shelter is preparing to take in as many as 100 families every day as a July 26 court order deadline approaches to reunite kids ages 5 to 17 with their parents. We told you Monday about how Governor Murphy has reinstated a program to offer generous tax credits to TV and motion picture companies that will film in the Garden State. But one lawmaker heard our story and believes it's an outrageous waste of our money.
While some are praising the Garden State Film and Digital Media Jobs Act as a way to generate economic activity, State Senator Joe Panaccio says Jersey could actually wind up losing hundreds of millions of dollars. So
we've written the state auditor a letter saying, look, especially since the Office of Legislative Services, which is our legal arm in Trenton, agrees that this is a lousy program, we want to investigate it.
He adds we should be thinking about incentivizing mom and pop dry cleaners in grocery stores instead of handing out millions to the Hollywood intelligentsia. David Matthau, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Two casino companies say they are among those that applied for permission to offer sports betting in New Jersey before football season begins in September. Caesars Entertainment applied for in-person sports betting at Harrah's and Bally's, as well as mobile betting aligned with all three of its Atlantic City casinos. The Golden Nugget has applied for in-person and mobile sports betting as well. Temperatures this morning are in the 70s, mid to upper 70s. It is very humid. We have some powerful storms that are going to move through later this afternoon, and everything you need to know about it is coming up in 4 minutes on the half hour at 5:30. Also at 5:30, another immigration sweep in the Garden State and criticism for county leaders that have turned their county into a sanctuary zone. And we'll update business news next.
New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey 101.5 News Time 5:28 as we update business news. Asian markets mostly lower following a mixed day on Wall Street as tensions over U.S. tariffs overshadowed data suggesting global growth is still on track. In New York, stocks closed lower as investors bought banks but sold most other types of stocks, including healthcare and tech companies. The Dow, though, did close up slightly, still above 25,000. New Jersey's First News, engineered by Kathy Wagner, content coordinated by Dan Alexander and Patrick Lavery, Sergio Bichao and Lou Hockman of the Editor's Desk, our news directors, Annette Petriccioni.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. Proud to be New Jersey. And now, streaming live on all Alexa devices. Enable the skill and tell Alexa to play New Jersey 101.5.